So I'm an oral historian, so I think things like the Korean War Foundation website are brilliant. And I think that there is something really special about personal testimony for historians. It tells us very different stories to official documents. Your readers and your listeners might well have looked at the National Archives material, for example, which shows us a lot about government responses to war, military movements, the political considerations that were being discussed at the time. But they don't tell us things like how an individual experienced battle, for example, about friendship, about boredom, about violence, about gender, about all sorts of incidental things that happen on the way to battles, during them, after them. And it's these minutiae and these personal experiences that oral history and testimonies can really uncover. It's also, I would say, that things like the Korean War Foundation website and other interviews around modern conflict can tell us a lot about how war was remembered. And how war's remembered afterwards. So the crucial thing to remember is that people being interviewed are being interviewed in the present day. They're being interviewed in the current context. So inevitably, that context is going to affect how they then remember their experiences. So, for example, I've listened to interviews of Korean War service personnel being interviewed just after the Falklands War. That hugely affects what they remember then about their war, the differences, but also the similarities. And some people might say that that is, in fact, a con of oral history, a negative of oral history, is that it's always filtered. It's never the pure remembrance of what it was like to fight in the Battle of the Injin River. But actually, I would say that that's a real strength, that we see how modern conflict is remembered through these interviews, and we see how people make connections between past and present. So I think they're a fantastic resource and would really encourage everyone to make use of them.